7. A birthday on Thursday. Jill Harding isn't at work today. She has taken the day off. To take a day off means that she does not go to work on that day. Why has she taken the day off? She has taken the day off because it's her husband's birthday. How old will Jack be? He'll be 40 years old. When are they going to celebrate his birthday? They are going to celebrate his birthday in the afternoon. In the morning, their children are at school and Jill is going to bake a cake. Jill always bakes a cake when Jack or one of their children has a birthday. In the last 20 years, she has baked a lot of cakes and they have all eaten a lot of cake. What kind of cake is Jill going to bake this morning? She's going to bake a chocolate cake. She knows that Jack loves eating chocolate cake. When Jill has baked the cake, she's going to make lunch for her family. What are they going to have for lunch? They are going to have pancakes for lunch. Jack likes eating pancakes with sugar and lemon juice. Pancakes with sugar and lemon juice is his favorite food. Putting sugar and lemon juice on a pancake is a very English way of eating pancakes. Have you ever tried it? What else is Jill going to do this morning? She's going to lay the table. What does lay the table mean? It means to put all the things on the table that we need for a meal. The Hardings have a dark brown wooden table. The table is made of wood. How is Jill going to lay the table? First, she is going to put a dark red tablecloth on it. Then she is going to put one plate there for each person. There are 6 people in the family, so she is going to put 6 plates on the table. She'll put a knife and a fork next to each plate, so there'll be 6 knives and 6 forks on the table. How many cups and saucers is she going to put on the table? She's only going to put 2 cups and saucers on the table. She's going to put a spoon on each saucer. Now there are 2 spoons on the table. The cups, saucers and spoons are for Jack and herself, as they are going to have tea with their lunch. Their children don't want to drink tea, so Jill is going to put 4 glasses on the table for them. The children are going to have juice with their lunch. What kind of juice are they going to have? Anthea and Arthur are going to have apple juice, while Cedric and Cecilia are going to have orange juice. Is Jill going to put any other things on the table? Yes, she's going to put some white candles on the table. When Jill has finished laying the table, it is going to look very nice. She is going to lay the table very nicely. What is Jack going to do this morning? Is he going to help his wife bake the cake or lay the table? No, he isn't, not on his birthday. Yesterday, Jack first got a very old letter at a magic shop in Covent Garden, where he bought himself a new top hat. There was a stamp of Queen Victoria on it, and the date was the 4th of April, 1884. In the letter it said he should go to the Royal Victoria Dock. At the Royal Victoria Dock, he got a mysterious parcel. On the parcel it said, "Open on your birthday." So Jack is going to open the mysterious parcel this morning. The parcel looks very old, just like the letter from his Chinese friend. Jack is careful when he opens the parcel. He opens the parcel carefully. Why is he careful? The parcel is from his Chinese friend. Who is this? His Chinese friend is a famous magician from China. The Chinese magician is famous because he is very good at magic. He can do magic very well. But he isn't always in one place and one time. That's why letters or parcels he sends are sometimes from the present and sometimes from the past. When Jack has carefully opened the parcel, he sees a very old Chinese box in it. There are mysterious pictures on the box. Jack recognizes the mysterious box at once. It is a Chinese magic box. The box is a present for his birthday. Jack is very happy with his present. He knows that he is going to learn a lot of new magic now. When the children have come home from school, it is time for lunch. They all go to the dining room. The table looks very nice. It is nicely laid. Jack lights the candles and they sit down at the table. Does anyone blow out the candles? No, of course not. The candles are not on a birthday cake. As it's his birthday, Jack gets the first pancake on his plate. He puts sugar and lemon juice on it with a spoon. Then he takes his knife and fork and eats the pancake. Soon everyone is happily eating a pancake and drinking tea from a cup or juice from a glass. Jack sees that Jill's cup is empty. It is the moment he has been waiting for and he says, "Would you like some more tea?" "Yes, please." Jack takes a newspaper with a smile and puts it around Jill's cup. He puts his hand on top of the newspaper and says, "Black tea with milk and sugar." Then he takes the newspaper away again. Now there's hot black tea with milk and sugar in Jill's cup. It is a new magic trick he has learned from the mysterious Chinese box he got as a present for his birthday. "Wow," Cedric said. "Can I have some more orange juice, please?" Jack took the newspaper and put it around Cedric's glass. He put his hand on top of the newspaper again and said, "Orange juice." He took the newspaper away again, and the glass was full of orange juice. It was a wonderful magic trick, and Jack enjoyed seeing how happy and surprised everyone was. After lunch, everyone took their dirty plates, cups, saucers, and glasses to the kitchen. Then it was time to celebrate Jack's birthday. How did they celebrate his birthday? First, Jill and the children laid the table. They brought clean plates and forks from the kitchen and put them on the table. Then Jack and the children sat down at the table. Jill went back to the kitchen to get the birthday cake. There were candles on the cake. She lit the candles. Then she took the cake to the dining room. When she entered the dining room, they all sang, "Happy birthday to you." Jill put the chocolate cake on the table and said, "Blow out the candles and make a wish, Jack." Jack blew out the candles and made a wish. The candles were out for 2 seconds, but then they caught fire again. Jack was surprised. "You see," Jill said with a smile, "I can also do magic. You'll have to blow them out again and make another wish." Jack blew out the candles and made several more wishes before the candles stayed out. He laughed and the children looked surprised. Jill enjoyed this moment. Where did she get the candles from? She bought them in a party shop that sold magic candles. Then each of the children gave their father a birthday present. Jack was happy with all of them. Jill gave Jack an envelope. He opened it. There was a birthday card in it and his presents. Tickets to a football match on Saturday.